This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
You know it's bad when Walmart complains.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Happy Memorial Day. Walmart said this weekend that those $3 a gallon gas prices took a bite out of profits. Same-store sales rose just 2.3% in May. That was on the low end of profit estimates. The company said another reason business slowed is because customers are spending closer to payday, you know, the 1st and 15th of the month. Now, that's usually a sign that people are living paycheck to paycheck, a likely indicator that people are feeling the pinch from high gas and utility prices. If it's true, retailers across the board could see sluggish sales this month. You know, there are people hurting more than Americans when it comes to high gas prices. Over the weekend, India's government said it will raise fuel prices this week. It's the first time in 9 months. Now, gas in India already costs about $6 a gallon. Most people rely on diesel and kerosene, but the government plans to raise prices on all three. As Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi, that could set off a chain reaction.
For months, the government has refused to pass on higher global fuel prices to the Indian consumer. Instead, it's forced state-owned oil companies to absorb the losses. But energy analyst R.K. Pachauri says that's not sustainable.
You know, there's no way that you can ignore the reality of high oil prices in the global market. We can't shut our eyes to it. Otherwise, the oil companies will continue to run at a loss. So, you know, you have to sort of bite the bullet and do it.
But a hike in diesel prices will push up the cost of train and bus tickets and force the trucking industry to raise commodity prices. That would spur general inflation. And with so many people already living on the edge in India, when the price of vegetables and rice go up, it's bound to trigger protests. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
Well, it's Memorial Day, and that kicks off the official beginning of the summer travel season. High gas prices don't seem to be going anywhere, but some parts of the country actually see the situation as an opportunity, as Ashley Milntite reports.
Some states aren't averse to offering a few incentives to keep vacationing locals close to home. Kathy Keefe is with the Travel Industry Association.
What we've seen is states like Illinois that have created three-day getaway packages going after the shorter drive market. If you book one of them, you also get a $25 gift card towards gas.
The Sunshine State is also enticing Floridians to discover their sprawling backyard. Dale Brill of Visit Florida says it's the first time the state has appealed strongly to its own residents.
We are introducing a radio campaign that will equal about $1.3 million in spending.
Part of Florida's campaign encourages people to park their cars and explore towns on foot. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The U.S. has pledged $2 million to help earthquake victims in Indonesia. Officials in that country say quake victims are not receiving emergency supplies quickly enough. Hundreds of villagers have been lining the main roads of the disaster zone, holding out donation boxes. In a scene eerily reminiscent of New Orleans last year, one sign read, "We need help. Anything at all." The market's closed today because of the Memorial Day holiday. On Friday, everything ended on a positive note with the Dow up 67 points at 11,278. In Tokyo this morning, the Nikkei a little anemic. It closed down 55 points or 0.3%. This is Marketplace. Tis the season of high school graduations, which means many teens gearing up for summer jobs. But as Alex Cohen reports, these days a summer job doesn't automatically mean flipping burgers.
These days, with internet job sites, teens have their choice of everything from running roller coasters to installing custom wall treatments. Renee Ward founded teensforhire.org. She says this summer, many teens not only want to earn some cash, they're also looking for an apprenticeship of sorts in specific professions.
We've got a young guy that's looking for somebody to work on his yacht. He takes trips down to the Bahamas, and they're willing to bring on board a couple teenagers to help him learn what that business is all about.
Ward says working on a yacht may sound like a dream to most adults, but the number one place most teens want to work? The mall. Teens like air conditioning, she says, and easy access to shops where they can spend their earnings. I'm Alex Cohen for Marketplace.
You're listening to American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating women and women's health. Information and health resources on women's health issues available at womenshealth.gov.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The long weekend isn't over yet, and already the new X-Men movie has overpowered all previous Memorial Day box office records. X-Men: The Last Stand pulled in an estimated $107 million. That's right, that's the largest take for every Memorial Day weekend and the fourth largest haul in history. I guess it pays to have special powers or just really powerful marketing. You might think the life of a young pop singer means long hours on the road between gigs. But from London, Stephen Beard has a story of a British chanteuse who has made a name for herself by staying at home.
Not an obvious venue for a pop concert.
Hi there.
A small house in South London. One fan arrives on the doorstep and troops down the stairs to a tiny basement. He's one of only four fans who'll watch the performance in person tonight. Another rather bigger audience will be watching via the webcam.
It's really surreal in this tiny little basement in South London, and the webcam's behind us. We've got to kind of remind ourselves that there are like 60,000 people out there watching it.
Sandy Tom is a 24-year-old singer. Recently, she and her band were about to set off in her clapped-out old car for yet another cheap gig in a pub in North Wales. Then she phoned her manager, Ian Brown.
She said that her car had broken down. We had a gig about 120 miles away. Out of frustration, she said, this gigging would be a lot easier if we did it on the net.
Desperado, why don't you come? Sandy spent $200 renovating the basement and buying a webcam. The band went online, hoping to attract an internet audience of 200 or 300. Night after night, the audience multiplied until after 2 weeks, 60,000 people from 16 countries were logging on.
It's mind-boggling. It does blow you away. You know, it's fantastic. And they're all watching through a little $60 webcam. It's just wonderful.
Sandy isn't sure why the webcasts have been such a hit. Because they're free, perhaps. Because people feel they're eavesdropping on a private rehearsal. Whatever the reason, her fortunes have been transformed. She's been inundated with bookings at home and abroad. And she's won a record contract with RCA. Her debut album is due out next week.
The internet has opened up a massive avenue for musicians and artists who are struggling to be able to reach massive amounts of people and market themselves without having to go through the middleman, you know, or the media or the record companies.
And Sandy's tour manager, Lizzie Brown, found her life a lot easier when the band was confined to the basement.
At least we know we're going to get to the venue every day by just walking downstairs. So it's been quite nice, actually.
You know, I used to sit and wonder where I've been.
But Sandy still craves a large live audience and can't wait to hit the road again. With more gigs and more money, she says, at least you'll be able to afford a decent car. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Memorial Day.
American Public Media.
Trading up.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.